How significantly different would a Clinton White House, Obama White House, or an Edwards White House, how much can they do? How much do they want to do differently?
It's too broken. The first thing you have to do is get back habeas corpus. You've got to get back the Magna Carta. You've got to get back our legal system. You've got to get back the pillars of the Constitution. And they're gone. Republics don't restore themselves.
There's a group of ex-Reagan conservatives that are waging a campaign exactly along these lines, saying the Constitution must be reclaimed. In fact, they're making more of it than the leadership of the Democratic Party is.
Well, do they have the same Constitution in mind, or do they have something else in mind? One never knows with marginal groups. I think the Reagan people just believed in you make as much money as you can and screw everybody else.
This gang seems to be, they're certainly talking the talk of wanting to go defend habeas corpus and the Constitution. But more my point is, we're hearing very little of this from the Democratic Party.
Well, people, you know, there's Dennis Kucinich, there are a lot of people, there's Senator Lay, Congressman Conyers. A lot of people understand the Constitution and understand the risks of dictatorship because we're right on the edge of it. I tell people, Europeans, they say, you know, what do you think of the regime? And I said, well, what they've done is interesting, symbolic. I said, I was born 80 years ago in a country called the United States of America. And I now live in a homeland. This is an expression we haven't heard since Hitler. Since they don't know anything about language or politics or thought or anything else, they think it's just a wonderful way of explaining the United States defending itself against its numerous inscrutable enemies. They hate us, we don't know why. Well, if we didn't blow up their cities, they might feel more kindly towards us. 2 + 2 is not possible in the United States of Alzheimer's.
What do you see in the next 10, 15 years?
Bankruptcy for the nation, which will put an end to these insane wars. We can't afford one. I know in Washington, I mean, the entire Bush gang is longing to reconstitute the army with another million men. They can't find a million men. And the American people, although they can be easily tricked, they're not stupid, and they're not enlisting.
Those who've been in more or less running the world for the last 50, 60 years or more, how do they deal with a situation where they might not run the world anymore?
Well, martial law would be the first step that they would take to get back their powers. It's always a good one, always an easy one. They have all sorts of models they think in Abraham Lincoln, but he certainly ruled with dictatorial powers, but the Constitution allowed him to do that, and he was faced with the dissolution of his country. So which he cared a lot about. There's nobody in this administration who knows anything about the United States. They don't know the history. They certainly do not wish the people well. If you ever talk to Republicans privately about this is elected officials, their opinion of the people, it's their contempt is so total. And if you're on their side, you're a soft-hearted liberal or you've been taken in.
What do you see as the response coming from the people in the next 10, 15 years?
Well, I think bankruptcy, depression.
How will people respond?
Well, there could be rioting. Certainly when we saw what happened in the late 20s, early 30s. Institutions collapsed, banks collapsed. And Roosevelt's swift actions, followed by the brains of Lord Keynes, changed the whole economic structure of the West, much less the United States. So we were lucky between Keynes and Roosevelt to have had two such extraordinary men who did have our interests at heart, or at least appeared to.